Hey there, Hot Country 103.5. Who's this?
Hey, Ian, it's Paul Brandt.
Paul Brandt, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. I was just sitting here thinking, how long has it been since Ian's chatted with Paul Brandt? It's got to be like 20 years.
It's been too long. I saw your name pop up. I'm like, man, this is going to be good.
So great to hear your voice. And gee whiz, I don't know where we're going to pick up from like 20 years ago, but...
There's been a lot that's happened since then. We have started doing this tour that we did about 3 years ago with Terry Clark, and we're coming back out to your area here soon. And it has just been a blast. But I'm making new music. I'm chasing kids around, doing all kinds of things here in Alberta, and life is good.
Oh, that's sweet, man. And, of course, we got to ask the family question, how many kids, how old?
Yeah, so Joe is 17 and playing piano and just loving music on that front. But he's got a lot of stuff that he's into. And then Lily is our little artiste in residence. She loves painting and drawing. She's 14 going on 22. It's great. Me and Liz just love chasing them around.
Just great, the family life. And you and Terry Clark getting together. Yeah, it's officially called the Homecoming Tour 2.0 Tour. And coming to Truro, Nova Scotia. Man, been a while since you've been here in Nova Scotia, eh?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. You know, this tour, as we did it 3 years ago and kind of made our way across the country, you know, we just saw more and more chatter. People were having a blast. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like sibling rivalry on stage, very friendly, of course. And we just kind of mess with each other the whole time and have fun, tell stories, and really involve the audience. And I can't wait to bring the show out there.
And are you going to wear your hockey jerseys? I saw a picture of you and Terry.
That could happen. I'm sure, you know, we got to keep it Canadian for sure. So that could happen.
Yeah, I'm a jersey freak myself. So I saw that picture of you and Terry wearing your Calgary Flames jerseys. 20 for Terry and 25 for you on the numbers on the back. I was like, oh, that's slick. That's cool.
I just, you know, I absolutely treasure my jerseys. Almost every single spot that we've stopped across Canada, someone has given me a jersey. And I've just got tons of them here and I love displaying them and bringing them out on stage.
I don't know about your wife, but my wife is like, Ian, you've got too many jerseys, enough jerseys. Like, Paul, back me up on this, man. You can never have enough hockey jerseys, right, brother?
I totally agree.
So, and with that being said, we're back in hockey season. So what do you think the season's going to be like for your Calgary Flames anyway?
I don't know. I'm not sure how it's going to go. You know, I'm always there, you know, supporting that home team. I love just hockey in general. Yeah. I'm a horrible hockey player, but I still love to get out there on the ice. I think that's a part of it. You know, I remember when I came back from Nashville and started living back here in Canada. I'm still back and forth a bit, but I had a buddy who's like, dude, if you're really Canadian, you're going to have to join our men's league. And I went and did this, and I was like, two nights a week, driving an hour to get to this place, playing, you know, and I didn't really grow up skating, so I had to figure all that stuff out. Yeah. And I got to a point where if I crossed the blue line, the defenseman would just back up. They were like, look, he made it this far, just let him shoot. Like, it was horrible.
Free shot.
Free shot. Oh, man, but I love it. I just love the game.
We're in conversation here with Paul Brandt this afternoon, and Paul coming to Truro with Terry Clark. And I was looking on your Instagram and Terry's Instagram, and I noticed she was busy practicing, rehearsing, and she's like, I wonder what Paul Brandt's doing. And she cuts to a picture of you with a big fish.
We have a little bit of a rivalry on a number of fronts, whether it's what we've achieved in music, and we're very grateful for that. The fans have just put us in such a great position on our work, but we also both are passionate about fishing, and we're always poking jabs at each other, of course, on who caught the biggest fish and you know, all this kind of stuff. So yeah, I got out on the water here a couple of times this year. She spends, I think, about a month out in Ontario fishing the whole time, and we send pictures back and forth. So the ribbing begins for sure.
And it was this big, honestly, you know.
Exactly.
So back to talking about the Flames, the Calgary Flames anthem singer, George Kanyon, good Nova Scotia fellow there. And ever run into George around Calgary there?
Yeah, we've been threatening to get together to fish for a while now because he loves fly fishing like I do. And George is just a great guy. You know, since... I really got to know him, I think, probably the best when we were shooting the convoy video. He mm-hmm. came on, and he was, if you remember that video and have watched all of that, he yeah. was the law enforcement officer trying to stop us all, and just a quality guy, and really grateful for our friendship. And hopefully this will be the year we'll be able to get together and go on that fishing trip.
Make some memories and take some pictures right there for sure, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, so we're making our way to Halloween. I know, it's going to be a little spooky here in a couple of weeks' time, so we want to play some Halloween Hot Fire with Paul Brandt, so here we go. Okay, so, Paul, we want to know what your favorite chocolate bar is for Halloween.
Oh, man, got to have the Coffee Crisp.
Yeah, yeah, you got to love that, right? How about your favorite chips?
Oh, man, it's tough. I've never met a chip I didn't like, but I really do like the salt and vinegar, but I'm going to go with the classic, you know, salted chip, you know, just in any variety. I got to go for that. That works really well for me.
Any Halloween traditions that you have around your neck of the woods there?
I have the craziest story about Halloween. We love getting dressed up with the kids and going and having fun and the candy stuff. All that kind of thing is a blast. But, you know, my mother dressed me up one time when I was probably about 13 years old, thinking this would be a really great idea.
Yeah.
She came up with the most, like, just the craziest, most original outfits most of the time. And she would, of course, make all of these. So she sent me to this Halloween party. I didn't know anybody there.
Yeah.
And I was a head on a plate. So my head popped through a table, which I carried on my shoulders, with a tablecloth over top of my head. And when people pulled it back, they saw my head laying there in the pie plate. And I had whipped cream containers that I could spray them with whipped cream with. And I was not very popular. I just got to tell you that.
Take note, folks, if you're looking for some Halloween costume advice there, you have it right there from Paul Brandt.
Don't use that one.
For sure. So, man, once again, you're coming to Truro. That's this coming Saturday at the REC, the Rath Eastlink Community Center. So tickets still available, and anybody that wants to go, make sure you get your tickets there for the show. Paul Brandt, Terry Clark. So, Paul, thanks a million for checking in with us here today, and let's not make it another 20 years till we talk again, okay?
Great chatting with you, Ian. I'm looking forward to getting out there. I can't wait.
Awesome, man. And can you do me one more favor? Can you introduce Small Towns and Big Dreams for us right here on the radio?
100%. Hey, everybody, this is Paul Brandt, and you are listening to Small Towns and Big Dreams.